Blog Talk Radio.
What does this say here, this thing here?
Oh, that? Oh, that's the usual clause. That's in every contract. That just says, if any of the parties participating in this contract are shown not to be in their right mind, the entire agreement is automatically nullified.
Well, I don't know.
It's all right. That's in every contract. That's what they call a sanity clause.
You can't fool me. There ain't no sanity clause.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Three or four.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Help! Help! I'm losing my mind!
Right out of the hell.
Grenache. You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. My name is Osaimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
Giddy up.
Santa works all day in his workshop, making a lot of games and toys. Then one day he hops in his sleigh to bring them to the girls and boys. Santa's just as nice as he could be. There's just one fucking thing that worries me. If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how's that ass gonna use that sleigh? In case of rain, would there be a train that'll speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow this Christmas, how's that ass get around to us? Say he breaks down on his way to town, would they let him use a bus? I sent him a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the fat fuck flew a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how the fuck's he go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? Take it, boys. Ah, that's so pretty. Wonderful, fucking wonderful. I sent him a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the fat fuck flew a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how the fuck's he go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? All right, I got a treat for you. Listen to these kids. Are they great? Beautiful, beautiful. Kids great or what? Ah, they're wonderful ones. Uh-uh, watch your mouth. Your mothers might be listening now. That's very sweet. Terrific, kids, terrific. You're just great. Everybody come over here. You did a great job, and I got candy for everybody. All right, which one of you little pricks stole all the fucking candy canes? Ah, nice, nice kids. Where'd you get them, from a fucking jail? Fucking reform school brat. Get the fuck out of here, all of you.
It was Stuart, I saw you. You took the candy.
I didn't do nothing.
Yes, you did. It was
dog.
No, what are you talking about?
live from coast to coast for no fucking reason at all. The Friday Possum theme. Point. Geez, even the cartoon shows in the 70s had kick-ass themes, man. What's the, TV has lost the theme song, man. It doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to be the Chan Clan. It could be anything. You know, it could be Dante. More than you need, right? Hey, well, welcome to Friday Night Possum right here on Earth. You're listening to Grenache Network, home with some fake radio entertainment. I didn't drink any Kratom before the show tonight because I was just getting in the dough at 9 o'clock. And so I'm all amped up on having driven in the rain and the dark and shit. On the funny pictures for a couple hours. Well, this is Grenache Network, like I mentioned, home to finest. You got the Monday Possum, the stuff in the middle of the week, which doesn't exist, but, you know, it probably involves poop and wieners, you know. It's all juvenile humor here. And then Friday Night Possum, which we haven't had. I made a point. I hope you all appreciate tonight's Friday Night Possum, because I made a point. And a last-minute gig, figured it out so I could get home and do Possum, man. Because I missed the polka. I missed the polka. What are you going to do? All right. Well, without any further ado, do...
You Possum Puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Thinking that theme.
Oh, your new theme? Yeah, I've been finding, yeah. I figured I'd juice, freshen it up.
Uh-huh.
Crying
like
out loud,
it.
doing that crazy shit. Well,
I like that.
Monday.
I like to have that played during my entire day.
Background. It does have kind of a jive feel for you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. So yeah, man, I had a last minute gig-a-rooney.
Uh-huh.
I almost sent you a message saying, man, if I'm late, start the thing without me. And I went, no, you know what? Because I was stressing all day because the truck fucked up yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Went to start it, and it wouldn't start, and then it went, and the smoke came out from under the hood and shit, you know?
Oh, jeez.
And I'm thinking, this is not good. And started up. I went to the market, came back, and I'm thinking, oh, jeez. I got to take that car in. I got a gig Sunday. And then I get this last-minute gig for tonight. I'm thinking, oh, jeez. All day I'm stressing about this fucking thing. It just came down to, man, if the car don't start, I call the lady up and go, hey, screwed the pooch. That's it. The worst that'll happen. No, the worst that'll happen, car starts, I get down to fucking Lancaster. And I'm ready to come home and do possum and the fucking thing doesn't start.
Yeah, huh? So, coming back is what you're worried about.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I just need one start today, and it's that one. And fucking 8:20. Sheesh. I have 5 minutes to go, and they sit down, and they want 800 people in this caricature. And I'm like, oh, jeez. The last three people were like smiley faces, man. It's like, fucking, sheesh, diminishing. Diminishing rewards on that thing, man.
Good.
Anyhow, how was your week?
Got it all done. It was a good week. It was all right. No biggie.
Sell some gears?
Yeah, selling gears. And I just found out that Alan's latest movie is finally going to be released in this country next month.
Sweet. Sweet.
So it's probably going to stream. It'll probably be on one of these, you just got to buy
nice.
It. But yeah, I'm hoping.
Yeah. Well, you got a reason to live.
Yeah, I know. It used to be an annual thing with me with these bastards pulling it all back.
Yeah, to meet these fuckers.
Rifkin's Festival. Can't wait to see it.
Nice.
And Alan's doing his 50th now, so.
Wow.
That'll
be his 50th movie?
Yeah.
50th movie? Wow.
The one he's doing now in Paris.
That's a lot. Now, is that just the movies he's directed and written and shit?
Yeah.
Or does that count the ones he acted in as well?
Nah, it's just the ones he's written and directed and just the theatrical ones. I mean, he's done some made-for-TV movies that they're not counting. Yeah, this guy, every fucking year he's doing it.
That's fucking hardcore, man.
It's
a lot of... Man.
Right and direct. Unbelievable.
How does he not run out of shit to talk about, man?
Yeah. He says he never had a problem with that. He says never had a problem with it.
Shit, I come up with, I have trouble coming up with wink blinkly lines and shit.
And chin dribble. I like the chin dribble.
Flip chin dribble. He's got problems. shit, man. All right, well, cool, man. It's weird, man. It's like I sat around and I sat around all week. Yeah. Got up Tuesday. This is what I've done since possible. Got up Tuesday, and then finally number two son says, "Yeah, you got me sick last week, you bastard. I'm not coming over today." All right. And I'm like half sick all through the week. I sit there and I'm not doing nothing. What am I doing? I'm sitting around. I'm not doing nothing. And then I got to do everything on Friday night within a 4-hour window, drive the thing, then come home, do the thing. And I sit around all
piles
week.
On. Piles on.
I got nothing tomorrow, but then I got another one, this lady tonight, God bless her, love her.
Uh-huh.
She recommended somebody else, and I'm doing their wedding reception Sunday night, so.
Oh, sweet.
Cash in on that. Christmas money, man.
There you go. Christmas gigs.
Yeah, man.
got Christmas parties? You got Christmas parties going on too, coming up? I know you've
been
doing
tonight. That was tonight.
That was a Christmas company party tonight?
That was a Christmas party for the company folk.
How about you going to the building that looks like a handbasket? You want to go back to that one?
Oh, geez. I haven't been. That, I don't think anybody's in that fucker now.
It's a landmark now, right?
I think you could buy that for a couple mil. Take it off your hands. This is that Longenberger basket, man.
Hey, we'll make a possum there. Headquarters. Hell in a handbag.
They should just donate it to the fucking possum. You know?
Yeah.
We all live there together. Like a commune. So cool. And we wouldn't have any weapons. It wouldn't be like one of those deals. No.
No.
Sweet, man. Yeah, you can't miss that thing when you're driving on a highway. There it is. It is. 8-story tall fucking basket. Okay. And I'm thinking the whole time, because I did gigs for those people, and they had a farm with racehorses and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking they made all this money off of fucking baskets. This can't last forever. This can't go on forever.
Well, so you jinxed it. There you go.
I jinxed it, man. Yeah. Well, here it is. What time of year is this? This is your Christmas time of year.
Yeah.
The possum war on Christmas continues. I wish Ford was here for this. Because I know he loves this particular performing artist. I was looking for something to blow up. And, they got one of these charity commercials on, you know. I'll be home for Christmas. I'm like, oh, no. That's too... It's sweet. She's sweet. She's got a sweet little voice. And she, like, has half an arm or something, you know. Jeez. Get away from me.
We don't need that.
Man. So, anyway, I said, I got to blow that song. I'm not going to blow her up. God bless the little child.
Yeah.
I'm not heartless. I said, that song, fuck that song, though. I'll be home for Christmas. Fuck you. Nobody's coming home. You know who's coming home for Christmas? Polly.
Who?
That's who's coming home for Christmas. Okay. Polly. Yeah.
Polly?
Yeah. It's Christmas. It'll be me and Polly hanging out.
You and Polly.
Yep.
All right. Good.
Actually, I'm looking forward to
it. Polly likes hanging out with you.
That's going to be fun, man. Polly's so cool, man. He's like, you know, he's a dog's dog, man. All right, I'll be home for Christmas. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll get just the generic version of this, you know. That'll be fun. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody's had a hit with this recently. This is why Ford should be here for this. I mean, it's beautiful. Fucking Kelly Clarkson, man.
Kelly Clarkson.
Holy cow. You seen her lately?
No.
Wow.
I just remember her as a chubby little blonde.
Well,
somewhat chubby.
She's as big as a house. No offense. I mean, you know, I got a weight problem,
shit.
Too.
Oh, shit.
She's sweaty.
What I have to preach today is something I've been putting off. Trust me. This is something I really don't want to preach. Because I don't want to burst anyone's bubble, but there are some things that accompany Christmas that are not biblical.
I'll be home.
No!
Christmas Eve.
rump out of that guy.
Get the governor a rump.
Hurrah!
Backdoor Santa. You muted yourself again.
Nah, I just unmuted myself. Ah,
is everybody happy?
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Backdoor Santa. You know what I'm talking about, dude. Yeah, Kelly Clarkson, man. I don't know why. She's never done anything original. She's from a fucking talent show.
Yeah.
Weird.
Seeing that Clay Aiken, I think we're on the same show or something, and it became
a
thing.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him in a while. I haven't heard from him, but she's got the Kelly Show. The Kelly Show in the morning. Got a whole show. Because she likes to chat. She likes to chat and chat. Gab and hug. She likes to hug.
Shelby's usually do like the hug.
I don't know. It's not, you know, it's not nothing about her weight or anything. I just think she's like, yee, you know, like, yee, get away from me. Somebody, like, cool on there. And I guess she does. I think she does one of those talent shows. She's a judge on one of them now.
Yeah.
I don't watch that shit though.
Nah.
Fuck, man. Maybe if they made them like nude, added like nude.
Then I'll tune in.
What do you know, man? I mean, all the chicks tune in now, and you get all the dudes, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't have
that
to be full. Doesn't have to be full nudity.
No.
Just like, you know. Occasional pair of boobs, nice boobs, and then, hey, something to tune in for. Wait around.
Uh-huh.
I haven't shown the boobs yet. Okay. Yeah. Don't turn the channel. I think it's an
idea.
It's an idea whose time has come.
They have
it in
France.
That's well. They're used to that shit. Yeah, we need more boobs on TV.
Yep.
And not just on the news channel. I mean, on all the channels.
Damn Skippy.
All right. Yeah, I don't watch anything with the... What just... The thing that initially turned me off from all those reality shows is how they do the come on at the end. You know when the commercial's coming. Because they're like, oh, somebody's about to do something really fucking cool now. But first, this word from our sponsor. I find that fucking annoying, man. And it's like, I'm not, you know, okay, good. Changing the channel. Shithead. How you like them apples?
Out of here.
I'll go watch repeats of Storage Wars or something. Of course, they do it on Storage Wars, too. What the fuck am I talking about? Hey, look at this. Look what I found. Cut to a commercial. You know, and then it comes back. Oh, yeah, it's a typewriter. Oh, big deal. Schmuck.
Brilliant.
There they are. The Holiday Possum Lounge.
Yes.
The apple cheeks, it might be happening three shows down the road. That's true, too, on those big-time reality shows. Yuck. Yuck. Because it's not reality, man. It's fake.
I don't know. It's still a thing. They still have reality shows?
Well, that's all they have, man.
Yeah.
Like The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, The Binklerette, The Hoochie, The Old Crone. Man, shoot. Well,
the only one I used to watch was Biggest Losers. I used to get a kick out of that show. I saw these heavy set people.
Trying to lose weight.
Trying to lose weight. And they tease them by walking through a bakery and shit, and they're all dying.
Oh, jeez. That's fucked up. That was my joke when they revealed that Uncle Bobo lost $4 billion in the 90s or something.
Yeah.
Should have named his show The Biggest Loser. They're saying that dude's emails are going to be texts are going to be the Watergate tapes, man.
Yeah.
So,
there you go.
Yeah, a lot of people get excited. I'll tell you what, don't hold your breath.
Uh-huh.
Hold your fucking breath over there.
Exactly.
These guys are going to get away with everything. They always do. They always will. That's how it works, man. I hate to be that.
We get shit.
Pessimistic, but you'll get nothing and like it. All right, there they are, the Possum Lounge, as I said before. There's Apple-cheeked Alice, looking very festive with her Santa hat. I found my Santa hat today, and I also hung my stocking. Yeah.
Okay.
And I hung my stocking that my dear mother...
Hung your stocking with care.
She knitted for me when I was a mere babe.
Okay.
I was probably percolating in the old oven when she knitted that bad lad up.
Nice. Nice she kept that stuff.
Oh, fuck yeah. I got one she knitted for both my kids, man. I got those two. Glad I held on to them, because I'm sure if I'd have given them to them, they would have lost them by now.
Definitely.
I'm going to hang those up before they come over. Hey, your stockings are here.
You got to
put a couple of joints in each one.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, can of near beer for the other one. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks.
Sweet
Apple. She found Lucy's Santa coat today.
Oh.
Yeah, dogs don't really dig hats. They're not really cool on coats either, man.
Yeah, no.
Right down to it. We used to try to put shirts on our dog, and he used to bite us. Very cool, man. Wasn't fun. And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't miss you without Dr. Cake. Thanks for coming, got it. Very cold today. It was negative 1 million.
Ooh.
Canada, yeah. There was frost on the...
We had a weird day. It was hot as hell. And then all of a sudden, as soon as it hit around 4 o'clock, it got cold. It was freezing.
How high did you get? Did you get up in the 60s?
It was close to the 60s, I think.
Wow, yeah. Cause
I was out back smoking with no jacket on and everything.
Huh. We nipped
in the
40s.
The shop was freezing, yeah?
Huh. Now, it didn't get cold here. We're still warm, but it's raining. Yuck.
Yeah, bring that rain this way. I love the rain.
Hey, it's going that way. It always goes that way, man.
All right.
You get our weather a couple days later.
Looking forward to it.
Some of it. I don't know. You're in a temperate zone there. It's funny because it's like you're pretty much on the same longitude as I am.
Uh-huh.
And Pittsburgh's in the middle of us. And Pittsburgh gets cold as fuck in the winter
time. Uh-huh.
And we tend to be warmer on either end of that. You're warmer than I am.
We tend to not get that much snow either.
Yeah.
We had 2 years with absolutely no snow.
Wow. That's weird, man. That's probably your high pressure system.
There you go.
Your northeaster mixes with your low pressure, and then you
get, there you go.
Yeah, get too much. I'm coming, Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
And there's other people's out, our old pal Ope.
Ope.
He'll be out there making snow angels before long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the front yard. Gotta make some snow angels.
Fight.
This year.
Yeah.
Get out in the snow with them kids, man, while they're young.
Yeah.
Because after a while, they'll be like, oh, no, Dad. Playing this game. Leave me alone, man. When they're little, let's do this. Yay!
There you go. Play
much cooler
right.
When they're little. They turn ugly. Well, not ugly, but just like, get twisting their arm to do something.
About to be hanging with their buddies.
Yeah. And, Playboy magazines and shit. Distractions. They don't even have magazine porn anymore, do they?
Yeah, why?
Jeez. Well, and I mean, the people are watching hardcore porn there, hardcore corn, right out of the gate. Yeah.
Yep.
Hell in a handbasket, the society. Oh. Try to protect those children, Ope. It's an ugly world out there.
It is.
Hardcore sex and... oh, Republicans. Shit like that. There he is! The sinister minister of finance and parking himself, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Good to be here, sir.
Is the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Captain Decker.
There's the next link.
Ho, 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 ho. Oh, this is going to be the merriest Christmas for old Santa. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is.
Cool it, Dad. Cool it. That is from Cobbsville.
Huh? Oh, hi, who are you?
I'm the teenage reindeer, Dad. And I'm going to help you dole the loop this semester. I'm going to latch onto your wheels for this gig.
Oh, wait a minute, son. What about my steady reindeer? Dasher, Prancer, Dixon, Brixley, Cromwell, Cooper, and Switzer.
Man, you've really been away. Don't you know they quit and formed an advertising agency? See, they was too old to cut that around the world in 80 minutes bit.
Well, I've still got room.
Not that red-nosed cat. He's loaded enough now without taking on yours.
You mean you're planning to pull my sled all by yourself?
Why not, Dad? I honed the heads. I ground the cams, stuck on dual glass packs, raked the chassis, chromed the mill, and painted the whole job with 30 coats of candy apple red. Like, we're really going to be tooling it, man.
Whatever you say, young fella. However, here's a pile of presents for all the little folks out there in Yuletide Land.
Yuletide Land? Jeez. Who writes your dialogue, Dad? Little Orphan Annie?
Let's see now. The bugles and xylophones for your little boys. And dollies and skates for your little girls.
Oh, no. Lose the xylophones and bugles and skate.
Yeah?
The young cats want bongos to play, and, the little chicks, they got eyes for hot biscuits made by Cookie and Elvis.
Hot biscuits? Cookie and Elvis? What are they? The Jolly Bakers?
Oh, Chris, you really cringle.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think I'm beginning to jive your drift. I'm ready now to hip the bit, bug the whale, cool a dig, blast the scene. Yeah, bring something round, and we'll have a ball. We're going to be the most substantial. Am I with it, laddie-o?
Yeah, man. You're with it. Like Mary.
Like ho, ho, ho!
All right.
There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go.
This house is so gone crazy.
An egg, man. That was, of course, the infamous Jim Backus, and sounded like Dawes Butler, but it could be Paul Freed.
Yeah. I thought it was someone impersonating Jim Backus. Okay.
Oh, no, that was the Backus. That was definitely the Backus. But I think the beatnik was Dawes Butler. That's not a very Dawes Butler.
Yeah, it might have been. Might have been.
And giants of the voiceover. Men of a thousand voices.
Yes.
Yeah. What else we got here? This is on my nerves. Dixieland. Well, let's see. I've got a Christmas card to open, but I was going to wait for GT because I think it's from GT.
Oh.
So, I'll put it aside. Yes, it was Mr. Magoo, Jim Backus.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's any money in it, so I just stick it over here. Open it closer to Christmas Day. Yeah, Jim Backus cut a lot of novelty records in the 50s.
Yeah.
He had his own show, and he was a co-star of the I Love Joan.
I forgot about that show. Yeah.
And all that got him a nod on the Mad World.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorites.
And how about his serious work? He was in that James Dean movie, Rebel Without a Cause.
Without a Cause, playing the dad that's out of sorts, man.
It was a wimpy dad. He didn't stand up to his wife and shit.
Yeah. It's a leather jacket. I mean, really. Yeah. I'm back. I loved Mr. Magoo when I was little.
Oh, yeah.
I made for a terrible movie with Leslie Nielsen. I didn't see it, but I saw parts of it. Yeah, that looked really bad.
I'm kind of looking forward to what Ron Zombie's going to do with the monsters. That's what the hell?
I'll put faith in that. Why not?
Well, I have a lot of faith in him, but that's an interesting concept there. And that white thing is going to be Lily. Ooh, yeah, baby.
So I guess that he was supposed to do Raised Eyebrows.
Yeah.
I guess that fell through.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that fell through. They producers didn't have any faith in him. The guy clearly loves the Marx Brothers, man. They should have let him.
Bastions.
But, you do movies like, 10,000 Corpse and shit like that, and, you get a rep.
Jeez. I have such a vision. That wouldn't happen if I was in charge.
There you go.
I guarantee you that. I grant you that.
There you
great
go.
Producer. Make it. Make it. Make that. Yeah. Make that.
Hey,
what is it?
What's 200 that. Million? Yeah.
Make that fucking movie. but only for a million. You only get a million.
Make it happen. Make it happen, you would tell him.
Well, my son gets these weird things, like they had to do minimalist scripts for, like, no-budget movies. And they got one that's been picked up, and it all takes place in a shipping container.
Oh,
if you can imagine that. So, don't meet too many sets.
That's interesting.
Maybe. they're weird guys. You never know what they're going to come up with. So, at least that's what he said. That's his story. He's sticking to it. He was fluey. All right. Well, we got to do this quickie here because it's in the thing, man. It's on the schedule. So it's quickie. Now time, once I mention my sons for the third time, I have to do a quickie.
There you go. Them's the rules. Them's the rules.
Aw, jeez. Another Ford Prefect joint, man. Ford, I know you're listening to this sometime, someday.
Yeah.
Just phew, pal.
Dashing through the snow in a car I stole today. My friend got from a party, I said tacos on his way. Soon as I got there, I met a pretty girl. She said her name is Sam, but everybody called her Squirrel. So I took her home, we're alone, I'm going for the moon. Gonna film it on my flip and put it on YouTube. Oh, she's not mad, I'm so glad, she wants to do some more. Now we're rolling naked on the dirty kitchen floor. It's the next morning, I'm opening my eyes. This girl's still lying next to me, much to my surprise. So I hit the can, aka my throne. Now there's something biting me down on my double dome. Oh, itchy balls, she gave me the crabs. I've been scratching so damn much, it's surely gonna scab. Oh, like piranha on my iguana, they're still biting me. I need Mr. Spock to beam me up to the pharmacy. Now I'm in the van, I'm driving for my life. I'm doing 130 in a 35. Now at the pharmacy, this dude's talking about quail. I said I'm not bird hunting, something's chewing on my tail. Oh, help me Bill, let's make a deal, they're biting really hard. I don't need a prescription, I'll give you my freaking car. Oh, hurry up punk, they're near my junk and I hope it's not too weird. But I'm gonna drop my pants and put this lotion on right here.
Oh, yeah.
Gesundheit! Everything is Gesundheit! Kaputt und verboten!
Yeah.
That's a quickie.
Ooh, I got an even quicker quickie.
What?
In fact, we have time for it.
Go for it.
I mean, the 3 minutes. We got 2 minutes till the 3 minutes.
Okay.
This quickie here, we could play it three times. Well, let's just play it once.
I pissed my pants, the toilet was just too far. I drunk too much damn beer. I tried to hold it in, but my bladder just gave in, and I pissed right through my drawers, right through my Wrangler drawers. I pissed right through my drawers.
And I was a little late on the...
You could be a winner! Awesome! Yay! What is it?
All right. Well, that was also from Ford Prefect, so.
All right, yeah.
Send your complaints and letters to Ford Prefect, care of Third Galaxy to the right.
There you go.
60609.
Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
Yeah, it's weird. The zip code was only, like, invented in our lifetime.
Yeah. That is strange.
I'm going to be like, hopefully if I have, I hope I have a grandchild or something. That'd be cool.
Uh-huh.
Be like, yo, when he was born, they didn't even have zip codes. No way.
Telephone, 7 digits.
Halcyon days. Why, son, as a youngster, we had us a party line.
What?
Yeah, party line. Milk delivered to the house.
Milk delivered to the house? Crying out loud. You know, you had to share a phone in those days. All right. Well, y'all like the Bill Murray, right?
Sure.
You like the Gilda Radner?
Bill Murray. Uh-huh.
Now you're going to love the evil Santa. 3 minutes.
Mr. Santa, for Christmas, could I please have a Busy Brenda mystery action vacuum cleaner doll?
No, honey. Sorry.
Could I have, a battery-operated dog family?
No.
Could I have Flexi the pocket monkey?
No, you may not have Flexi the pocket monkey.
Mr. Santa, could I have, a Ready Ranger mobile field
car? Oh, I'd have to go all the way out to Corvettes to get that. Forget it. What else?
Could I get just a little tiny Nerf ball?
No Nerf ball.
Could I get a Vic Hadfield hockey game?
Oh, a Vic Hadfield hockey game?
Yeah.
Well, no. Ha! What else?
Fluffy,
you want a Fluffy? No. The answer is no, you can't have it. Ha! You want a trap door? Whoa! That's one of Santa's little tricks. The price you pay for getting on Santa's lap, you give you the trap door.
Mr. Santa, Barbie was going to go to
Malibu.
Are you
sure about Malibu?
She needs a tan.
Oh, like I'm tan from the sun?
Yeah.
Well, my name is Santa from Trapdoor, Wisconsin. Oh, there you go on the floor again. Come on up.
Santa.
The old trapdoor bit, baby, the oldest one in the book.
Mr. Santa.
You fell for
it. Can I get a sad sack pearl doll?
Oh, a sad sack pearl doll. Isn't that precious? No, you may not. Ha! What else don't you want? Or want to have and can't have?
Mr. Santa, for Christmas I was hoping I would get some Play-Doh.
Play-Doh? Is that what you want, kitten? Play-Doh.
Yeah, I want enough to build my parents a house in the country.
Enough to build your parents a house in the country?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, since that is an awful lot of Play-Doh, I'll just say no.
Oh, no, Mr. Santa, could I...
No, have... you got it?
Wait.
You can't have the Play-Doh.
Mr. Santa, please,
When are you going to quit?
Shh. Mr. Santa, I don't have much time.
Santa's getting riled. Don't push
to get...
the Santa.
I want
to... He gets ugly.
Mr. Santa, I would like to get a magic slate.
A magic slate?
Yes.
Oh, so you could do magic with it.
So you draw
it. Draw on it and then erase it right away, right?
Right.
So then there's nothing left. Well, tell you what, we'll eliminate the middleman, and I'll give you nothing. Ha!
I was hoping that maybe...
You were hoping. What else were you hoping for, brainless brat?
To get the art masterpieces game.
Stick it in your ear. No art masterpieces for you, Christmas time.
I won't be getting that?
Nope. Don't bother to look in the stocking, because it ain't going to be there.
But, Mr. Santa, what about a set of Pez? Yeah.
Well, that seems like a rather small request, just
It only doesn't cost very much.
Piece of Pez. Heck, you can get them free lots of times.
Well, could I...
You want Pez?
Yeah.
You can't have it! Ha! I love it! You're not getting it. And that's wacky old Santa. At it again. Ha!
Don't go to Markham's department store. The Santa is a fraud.
A fraud? Realistic is a little bit more like it. Thank you.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Yes. The trouble with that bit is Bill Murray's not as funny as Gilda is as sweet.
So
you feel bad for her, man. For Gilda. Takes away from the funny, man.
It does.
Maybe
the trapdoor thing might work if we could see.
The trapdoor was funny. The trapdoor was good. Oh, man. All right. Let's see. This is a weird headline. Akron, Ohio. Police in Ohio, they're on the hunt for an unusual piece of stolen property. An entire 58-foot-long pedestrian bridge. It's on the Little Cuyahoga River in Middlebury Run Park, and yeah, somebody walked off with the damn thing, man. What the hell?
In someone's basement.
$40,000 bridge. Where the hell are they going to stash that
Jesus
thing?
Jesus Christ, yeah. How bad the police going to look if they can't find it?
Man. It's just connected with some bolts and, I guess a couple of socket
right
wrenches
off.
And it's off to the races there, so.
I like that bridge. I got to have it. I got to have it.
Well, it looks like something you could maybe take apart and repurpose, too, so
yeah.
Who knows?
You
may never see that thing again. All right, well, the perfect crime.
Yeah.
The perfect crime. Nobody was injured. Now, this one, this could have been ugly, but it turned out okey-doke. that's his first name? McRobert. His name is McRoberts Williams.
Oh.
Hey. But anyway, he's in Delaware over there, and he decides to rob a bank, right?
Yeah.
Now, they don't mention if it was armed robbery or not, but he approached the teller, gave her the note. Yeah, he had a gub. No, he said the bank is being robbed. And the teller was like, okie doke, gave him a bunch of money, undisclosed amount of money. And so he left the bank. But he stopped at the ATM out front to deposit the money. And that's where they nabbed him, at the ATM. So.
There you go.
Circle the block a few times before you stick it back in your own account.
Oh, safe to say he didn't steal the bridge.
The perfect crime.
Oh, Jesus.
He's on $6,000. this is cool. This is one of these TikTok thingies. Some lady was horrified. She got her husband to look in her mom's dishwasher while the dishwasher broke down.
Yeah.
And it was full of rats.
Oh, Jesus.
He moved the back of the dishwasher, and there's like, so at least three rats scurrying around. Yeah, that's your problem right there. It's your rat problem.
Holy shit.
And why people put this on the internet to share with everyone?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if I had rats in my... I sit there and talk about, you fucking prick, that guy. But, I haven't seen it hiding her hair of them guys for a while, which is nice.
Check your dishwasher.
No, I don't have a dishwasher.
There you go. Wow.
Okay. This may be like postpartum depression, you know, kind of women, like after they have a baby, they kind of go nuts a little bit.
Okay.
I've seen it happen. Woo. This is what I'm talking about over here. So this gal, she called 911 for help because she ran out of breast milk at 2 a.m. I don't know. It was like a weird... That 911 guy's like, oh, jeez. Hey. Didn't go over this one in training. The police arrived at her door with some formula milk and...
No shit.
Yeah.
There you go.
Everybody, all right. Everybody's happily ever after, man. She freaked out. Oh, my God! My kitty cried. Yeah. Where's a wet nurse when you need one?
Yeah.
All right, remember the guy that married the sex doll and then divorced the sex doll and got two sex dolls?
Uh-huh, I remember him.
But Apparently, he's still with the two sex dolls, and they're just celebrating Christmas. That's all.
I want to get a little Christmas postcard from him. They get a little family picture taken.
Oh, geez.
Christmas,
he says,
I would like to see that.
But he says, in our country, where is he from? Where the fuck is he from? He's a bodybuilder from Kazakhstan. And he says, in my country, Christmas is usually celebrated on January 7th. He says, December 25th is more of a holiday for me for fun. It is occasion to see friends and have sex. January 7th, more mystical holiday for me.
All right. I like this guy's world. It's all right.
But he's got the two blow-up dolls,
uh-huh.
Remember. Those are his wives, but his lover is the ashtray, if you recall.
Oh, forgot
about
the ashtray.
He still sees the ashtray two or three times a week, yeah.
Uh-huh. Forgot all about the ashtray.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. What the fuck? Why are they... Good for him.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's happy. He's happy.
Yeah, he's happy.
Fucking happy, man. And I don't know if you saw the big news on the regular TV, they'll show shit, and all the news will have the same stupid story.
Okay.
Every channel will run whatever the dumb thing is. And it was Kraft Philadelphia cream cheese shortages. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, that didn't run in your market, for crying out loud.
Well,
Philadelphia cream cheese.
I don't.
You don't watch that crap.
Yeah.
You don't watch that crap. My God, that news! If you try to watch news on TV, sheesh, all commercials.
It's not even made in Philadelphia.
Nah, I don't even know why they call Philadelphia, but
yeah.
Kraft is ponying up $20 for customers who are unable to make cheesecake due to the shortage. Isn't that nice? They set up a website. The first 18,000 people to register on Friday and Saturday will be able to apply for $20 reimbursement for their dessert purchases.
There
you probably
go.
Have to have receipts or something, man.
Yeah, you got to prove it somehow.
Just buy a cream cheese, man, or a cheesecake. Freezer section. All right. But, yeah, $20 is $20. Hey.
Yeah.
He's going to scoff at a double sawbones, all right? Texas homeowner's security camera captures dozens of visiting hogs.
Visiting hogs.
Yeah. These hogs are just like 25 to 30 hogs. And they're just like, you know, wandering the neighborhood and shit. This can't be good.
Texas, you say? Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Wild hogs, man. It's like a suburban neighborhood. Shit, man. Attacking your cats and shit, and I don't know what do hogs do. They got bacon.
On that one.
I'd be out there to. Can we hear bacon?
Can they? Can they stampede? If they get
I would think
traveling a pack like that.
A big pack of, they could probably do some. They could probably fuck you up, man. All them hogs running over you. Some of them have got tusks and shit, you know. Not all fun and bacon when it comes to hogs.
Got that right.
All right.
Vicious boars.
Boars. And that's not your dinner guests we're talking about over there. Oh, here we go. Hollywood news.
Okay.
Time for Hollywood. Here it is. What do we got? What's the first one? Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
He sold his entire music catalog for $500 million.
That's insane.
half a bill.
Jesus Christ.
He says that shit makes him about 50, it generates about $15 million a year in revenue, his song catalog. And he says this deal follows similar deals by Bob Dylan, Blondie, David Bowie. So, you know, all the greats selling out. Next thing you know.
Scratch. What is he, 70?
Gotta be.
Yeah.
We're 60. Shit. That's what these celebrities, that's how I always think of celebrities. Like, Jesus, I'm 60. That's going to be at least 70.
That's the way I look
at it. When I was a kid. On the cover of Time magazine. I was in hardly any pubic hair yet. All right.
So Bruce's kids are going to get all this money, and they're going to have kids, and it's just going to be a whole fleet of assholes.
It'll be running for president next thing.
Exactly.
That's why we need to bring reverse all those tax cuts for rich people, man. That state tax, they go death tax. No, what that estate tax did, it ensures that every generation of these dumb fucks are going to inherit shitloads of money and be able to do stupid shit like running for president.
Tax
the
worst.
Fucking rich, man.
That's the worst. If you're a millionaire, make your kids earn their own money.
Well, you know, they always
take good care of them, but don't overdo it.
They're always fucking zoo animals and reproducing in strange ways, you know. I mean, giraffes are nice to look at, but they're, you know, they don't make good.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Eric Clapton, noted racist, successfully sued a German woman. Posted an illegal recording for $11 on eBay, a CD with a single bootleg recording of a Clapton concert from the 1980s. What a cunt. I mean, Eric Clapton. Fuck you, man.
Exactly.
Like, he hasn't made enough money, he's going to dump on this poor woman. She said she claimed she was unaware the CD was recorded illegally and that her late husband originally purchased the CD at a department store in 1987. So, the woman had to pay legal fees for both parties, $3,500. And she'll face 6 months. And if she continues to keep the recording up on eBay, she'll face 6 months in prison. I'd take the thing down, man. Fine, but
She's got an excuse. It gels with me. Take it easy there, Eric.
I know, man. I mean, you already got
They get bitter. They get very bitter or something.
You get the racism thing, and then you're suing like schmucks, man. That ain't cool, man. Right, we got something for you right here, Mr. Clinton.
There you go.
Ooh, that felt good. That's a real good. Yeah, even your slow hand, he's a racist man. He fucking says racist shit, man. He's not good. He's not a good not a good man.
It was so close to dying a legend, and then he does this shit.
Yeah, I know. Could have had it all. Could have had the legendary status. Although John Lennon beat his wife, and people still don't.
Yeah,
think
I know.
Was.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of jerks, that was his jerk move. Speaking of jerks, this guy's on my favorite show, the Larry David thing there. Jeff Garlin.
I like that guy. He's good.
He just got fired from the Goldbergs.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What for? What happened there?
It was a mutual decision between the actor and Sony Pictures. Right.
He made that show.
He says that I guess there's been an investigation going on for a couple seasons with his onset behavior for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
An HR investigation. So he says he's just trying to get into the swing of the show and people are taking it wrong. I don't know. I think they might be taking a little too far, but then again, I wouldn't want some sweaty guy hugging me either, you know? Touching me. Don't be touching me.
Big jazz fan this guy is.
Yeah. He seems like an all right guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give him an inch, though, it'll take a mile. So says Harvey Weinstein. Now, this guy, this is a creep, you know, is a few peers, peerless creep. Serving a 23-year sentence on rape and sexual assault, but which makes him ineligible for parole until his 87th birthday. But he's going to get, they're thinking of giving him a new trial.
Ooh. Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
That ain't going to go well. No one likes that cat.
No. But the thing is, he's old and he'll have a walker and people will go, oh, yeah, let the guy go.
Uh-huh. Fuck that.
And then you end up, you know,
maybe not in his case.
Hopefully.
I've seen him doing it with Cosby. I can't see him doing it with this guy.
Yeah, Cosby was beloved, you know. This guy, not so much. Well, I guess this is still celebrity news. Caitlyn Jenner on Monday blasted the historic Beverly Hills Hotel for denying her a restaurant table because of what she called a tiny rip in her jeans. And she dropped an F-bomb for good measure. Fuck your horrible service for not letting me have lunch with this tiny rip in my jeans, she wrote on Instagram. Shame on you, disgusting. I have been a patron for decades. No longer.
Which kind of
there's a
big case.
It's just
uh-huh.
It's just a little Karen than me. Come on. She's a celebrity.
Yeah, they all want it. They all want it all.
Fuck her. Throw her in the pool. All right. I guess we'll finish it up here with another one from the police blotter. This is a beauty.
Yeah.
Florida. Going to Florida.
Yeah.
Jacksonville. A Jacksonville woman. She's been charged with reportedly poisoning her boyfriend's lemonade.
Ooh.
Because he would not stop talking. According to the rest.
You know what? I feel for her.
Alvis Parrish, 54, is charged with poisoning food or water with intent to kill or injure. According to the arrest report, deputies say, Parrish said, yeah, I did it, because he wouldn't shut the fuck up. Then she explained, I gave him just enough to shut him up. Called y'all so he wouldn't die. Do whatever you want. But if you don't take me, I will kill him. We'll see. We'll see how that turns out. I think maybe some counseling might be too late for the counseling. Who knows? Yeah.
And that relationship. What's funny is usually it's the woman that does all the talking. Isn't it? The guy's disturbed by that. That's a nice little turn
of
the adventure.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show.
My
That's a Christmas ditty I never heard before.
Oh, Slade, man.
Yeah, okay.
Bang the gong, man. You know what I'm saying? Some glam rock Christmas shit. From back in the old days. That's back before we said back in the day. Ah.
That's right, that's right.
We didn't say that back in the old days. We said back in the old days, back in the old days. We didn't say back in the day.
Ha! I'm scary.
I'm going to be rude Santa Sunday, man. Hey, would you like a little caricature, huh? No. Why don't I draw you like an elf? Shoot.
Nope.
Man. It was a really fun gig tonight. These people were wonderful, but man, like 5 minutes to go. Oh, we want to go. What the? Lady crams 10 fucking heads in this fucking thing.
You're ready to pack it.
Little smiley faces for the last three, pretty much. They're till 20 after, man, drawing this fucking thing. And it's a piece of shit. You know? So, yeah, thank you for making me wait 20 minutes to draw a piece of shit that I'm ashamed of. Throw that away. Crap. Well, when I have time, it's fun, Hope. When it's 5 minutes ago, I just want to draw 10 people in one. Yee. Okay. Diminishing results.
It was 10 people in one shot in one picture?
Yeah, and I thought it was eight people, and I'm like, okay, so I got eight people in there, right?
Bit,
four on the top, and then the three on the bottom, and then two more people show up. What the fuck? You can't. So the last three people, like, boop, 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 in the corner. Hey, I can only do what I can do, man. You know, shit in, shit out. You know what they say, man.
You got to know the space you got to need.
Exactly. I have to know how many people before I start the damn thing. Oh, well. The first seven people got a half decent shot there, but the last three, no.
Look like they photobombed.
Looks like chicken scratch. Yeah, it's terrible. I should turn in my union card. You're squishing your head. Exactly. I was squishing heads, man. It's hard enough, man. Fucking eight people on a page. 10?
That's nuts.
They don't know what they're doing. I think they're stoned on pot. That's what I think. That's what I think. Absolutely. Oh, where's my goofball? Yeah, there he is.
High as a kite, everybody. Goofball.
Yeah, high as a kite.
There you go. There you go.
High as a kite. All right, what do we got left here? Oh, the polka party coming up.
Yeah.
The whole damn reason I did tonight's show. You know, I was jonesing for a polka.
You got a Christmas polka, do you?
Oh, you know that.
Okay, all right.
Who's doing this one? I think this is Brave Combo. So, that's a
all
swish,
right.
You know, right through the hoop. Nothing but net.
Brave Combo.
Nothing but net.
It.
Nothing but net on a Brave Combo, especially on polka night.
Yeah.
Get away from me.
A holiday polka
at
that.
They played with the Tim, crying out loud.
And you touched the Tim.
I touched the Tim. Very soft. Very soft hand.
I can imagine.
Oh, I missed this on the headlines. Escaped zebras were returned to the Maryland herd after more than 3 months on the loose.
3 months on the loose in Maryland?
3 months. 15. Was it 15? I didn't say how many of them. But, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, three zebras had escaped. Ooh, jeez. I guess this gal had these zebras, shouldn't have had them in the first place, so they've got an investigating
conservation going on it, but they've see, that's the thing. They'll go to a nice preserve or somewhere with it treated nice.
Yeah. But who has illegal zebras?
Hey, man. She's the zebra queen. It's on Showtime next month, you know?
What it is that her grandfather was a multi-billionaire. She has money and she doesn't know what to do with.
Yeah, and instead of running for president, she bought zebras.
Zebras.
Yeah, I know how it goes. All right, man, let's polka.
Oh, it was Christmas Eve. Me and my cousin Steve were pulling an all-nighter. Our parents were gone. We thought it would be swift to catch them with the gifts and prove that all their stories of Santa were wrong. We played my dad's LPs of polka melodies and danced around until we collapsed on the couch. Then up on the roof, I heard the sound of hooves, and downward through the chimney came the real living proof. It's Santa's polka. It's Santa's polka. Santa don't get cold when he's dancing at the old North Polka. He does a polka. It's Santa's polka. Santa's got to hop because you gotta make a lot of stops on Christmas Eve. He did a polka hop across the room and stopped in front of Daddy's hi-fi with gifts in his hands. He saw the phonograph, turned round to us and laughed. Let's see, what have I got for these young polka fans? He set them in a heap, but Steve was fast asleep. He still thinks Uncle John bought his new saxophone. I won't be so naive to ever disbelieve, 'cause I'm playing the accordion. I got that Christmas Eve. It's Santa's polka. It's Santa's polka. Santa's jumping Jiminy up through the Jiminy polka. It's Santa's polka. It's Santa's polka. Santa's got to hop because you gotta make a lot of stops on Christmas Eve. I step to the left, I step to the right. A Merry Christmas to you all and to you all good night. I step to the left, I step to the right. A Merry Christmas to you all and to you all good night.
Oh, yeah. I'm having chest pain.
Beauty. Nice.
Boner hose.
There it is. There it is.
Kumquats.
What do we do?
Hey, everybody.
Do
no, I'm here. Everybody loved the polka. Everybody loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Beauty. Trip, trip, triple.
Damn good polka. Should be more Christmas polkas.
I should have saved that for next Friday, this coming Friday, which will be Christmas Eve, if you all want to join us here in the Christmas Eve possum. Are you up for the Christmas Eve possum?
I know I am.
I should ask you first. I mean, you know.
Damn skippy.
Hate to lose any of the possums, but if you can't make it, might just hang out with Polly, you know. Because I think I have a nasty polka scheduled for Friday.
Okay.
Next Friday. Yeah, it's like a dirty Christmas polka.
It'll
make
more
you ashamed.
Possum. More of a possum polka.
Oh, yeah, it's very possumy. It's got matted hair and some snot, slime, drool,
okay,
slobber.
Right.
Yeah, little butt trails, all that stuff. And hopefully, our Idaho man will, you know, sit on the ball. Got nothing from our pal there.
What the hell? Slacker. Fucking slacker.
Slacking off, man. I got these. The world records are mounting up. I'm waiting for, you know, he's my closer, man. The fuck? We're going to have to do a whole show just to the fucking records are backing up.
Yeah, you gotta close with the little David Rush.
Got to do one more.
Keep it fresh.
You know, it's 2021. End it right, man. He's got to do a biggie, too. Not this pushing a balloon down the street. that was kind of weak, man. I hate to say it. That was weak.
Pushing a balloon with his face.
Yeah. I mean, the juggling ones on the balance thing, now that's something.
Uh-huh.
Blindfold. Yeah, that's something. But pushing a balloon with your face, jeez. I might try that one. Fuck him. I could do that.
Beat his
ass. Juggle. I've pushed plenty of balloons with my face over the years. Pardon me. Oh, Apple Cheeks never has any plans other than possum. Oh.
There you go.
I love the devoted possums, I must say. Hope says he deserves an easy one on occasion. You're such a softie. Give me a softie. Look at him over there. Well, we could sing out to the crackhead Hokey Pokey, but try this one instead. Crackhead Hokey Pokey, put your left foot in.
Oh, who was that? That was Janeway that loved that, right?
Fleet Admiral Janeway, man.
Uh-huh.
What a toots.
Yep.
She was cute as Christmas, man. What a nice kid. Young woman today.
Yes.
She's in her 30s, man. We're in our 60s.
Close in on 62.
I tell you what, man. It sucks. Beats the alternative, but it sucks. Coors Light.
Water.
You know, I was like, you know, you get your 40s, you're kind of like your last hurrah as a human being, and then it's like downhill from there. Man. Like the 50s hit, you're like, oh, this sucks. Oh, no, wait, man. Wait till you get to 60s. And it starts to suck. I can't
downhill
imagine how fun the
70s. Rapid speed. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I, the 70s, I'm just so looking forward to that.
Uh-huh.
Man, I mean, maybe I'll have some body parts, like, just fail completely or something. that'd be interesting. See what happens there.
I don't see Gumby hitting that.
Oh, Lord Almighty. Coors Light. I don't want to hear that kind of talk. Why, you. All right. Oh, it was fun, Hope, man. Thank Apple Cheeks. And
thank you, Pop.
No, it was fun, man. I wanted to get home, dude. It's because, you know, otherwise, I'd just gone to bed.
And you had good stuff going on here. I'm going to have to post that Joe Pesci tonight.
You fucking prick, yeah.
All right, man. Well, thanks, everybody, for coming.
Thank you, everyone.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing
carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas. Please come on for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Just as the stars shine above, this is Christmas. Yes, Christmas, my dear. The time of year to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain. Cause I'll be happy, happy once again.
It by that much.
Ah, isn't it funny?
So
man, I tell you, I've been watching that stupid Get Smart. It's like a lot. I don't know why. Just like a lot of times I'll go to sleep at like 7 o'clock in the evening, and then I'll wake up at like, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, or, you know, 1:30 it's on. Comes on 1:30.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I fucking Get Smart's on again. All right. You know.
It's following you.
I always think of the Chief, too, man. Remember Ford posted something about the Chief, how he committed suicide and
sad.
And I thought, man, I love the Chief, man.
Uh-huh.
If only I could have called or something and said, Chief. Don't do it.
What was his name?
Don't
Sutton
do it.
Platt. What's his first name?
Edward Platt. Edward Platt, I believe. Yeah. Oh, he played such a great straight man. Remember the one he was on the Dick Van Dyke Show, and he's like a new neighbor, and they bring him over for cards, and for some reason, Rob Petrie's using a marked deck by mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He's damn well scary in that one, man.
Uh-huh.
You're like, oh, jeez.
He took that shit serious.
He's not a guy to trifle with, man. He was great. I love the Chief. Dag nabbit. Shed a tear for the Chief. And on that note.
Yes.
I guess that's it, man. That's all I got. Oh, yeah. So we'll, this will do it Monday.
Yep. Sounds good.
If you got any weird possum Christmas shit, I'll take it. I'm still looking.
See what I can find.
Trying to come up with some new material.
I'm looking forward to that polka on Friday.
I'm sure it's nasty. I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Good times. Nobody was harmed in the production of this fake radio program.
Look out for that bridge, people.
Yes. Keep an eye out for pedestrian bridge. All right. Where is it, man? Here it is.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!